What do you do when you are stressed or when you're worried or when you're anxious? I would love to hear what you do when you're stressed and you're anxious. And so definitely put in the comment section below. I'd love to hear your thoughts on this. But I'm Tom Pounder. I'm the online campus pastor here at New Life Christian Church. And today we're going to talk about three things that you can do when you're stressed out or when you're worried. Because let's just be honest, at some time or another, we all get stressed out. We all get worried about something. We all get anxious. I mean, it happens to all of us. In fact, right now, I'm stressed out. I'm worried. I'm anxious. And so as I was thinking about my anxiety and my stress, I was thinking, what do I do when I get stressed and anxious? What do I do? What are the things that I do? And over the years, I've learned some valuable tricks and tips on how to handle this appropriately for me. So I'm going to share them with you. And again, I would love to hear your thoughts on what you do and how you handle your stress and anxiety. But I'm going to share with you three things, and in no particular order, I think they all apply in some way. And so we're just going to get started. On the first one is to seek God. Now, okay, you might be thinking, well, duh, it's the pastor who shares about seeking God. Well, it's true. I share it because it's true. It's something that I do every time. In fact, my counselor has told me many times to look at the Psalms. He says, look at the Psalms and look at King David. All the time in the Psalms, he is yelling out. He's screaming out. He's sharing his emotions with God, sharing his stress, sharing his anxieties. And I love that this is the example that the king of Israel did himself. He wasn't a pastor, he wasn't a minister, but he sought after God and was sharing with God, talking with God, sharing his stresses, sharing his anxieties. In fact, 1 Peter 5:7 says, cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you. The reason why we can cast our anxieties on him, our stresses on him, is because it helps us. It helps us to get it out and share with him. But the reality is, he cares for us. He wants to know this stress. He wants what's best for us in our life. And so he talks about how we can cast all our anxieties on him because he cares for us. He wants to hear it and wants to help us process it. So I would encourage you, the first thing that you can do is to seek God. The second thing you can do is to talk to your friends about it. I love this, what it says here in John chapter 15, verses 12 and 13. It says this, my command is this. This is John's talking. Love each other as I have loved you. He's talking about, this is what John is sharing from Jesus. My command is to love each other as I have loved you. Greater love has none one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. Okay, here's the deal. It's talking about sacrifice. It's talking about, Jesus is talking about giving of your life and sacrificing for him. But this is what friends do. When you're stressed and when you're anxious, I hope that you have friends that you can call and that you can talk to and share about with it. And then they, in turn, sacrifice their time to listen to you, help you process, help you share. Listen, the reality is sometimes when we're stressed and anxious, we just unload on people unsuspectingly. People who no fault of their own, are just in the wrong place at the wrong time, and you just dump stuff on them, and it's just not appropriate for you to do that. But if you have friends who love you and care for you, they'll sacrifice their time because they love you and care for you and want to hear you and want to hear you process and share thoughts with you. Again, they're sacrificing their life. And in some ways too, you get to return that favor when you are able to listen to someone else who's stressed and anxious. So talk to your friends. I can tell you this, I am so grateful that I have three friends in my life that I'm able to just call at any time and share and talk to, and they will listen to me, they will care for me, and they will pray for me. So I would encourage you to talk to your friends. And the last thing I want to encourage you with is just to take care of yourself. You know, sometimes when we get anxious and stressed, we don't have any boundaries in our life. And we just do, and just try to forget what the stress and anxiety that we're going through. But the reality is sometimes we have to take a step back and relax and take a break and set up some boundaries. I know this, when I get anxious and when I get overly stressed, I know that I haven't created good boundaries in my life, and I'm just constantly working, constantly doing, constantly sacrificing me, and that is not healthy. So what I do is I rest and I work out. I know that I need to sleep sometimes, and I'm not a good sleeper at times, so I'll take a little 30-minute cat nap. That works for me. May not work for you, but it works for me. So sometimes I'll take a quick little cat nap and to get rest and renew my energy. And other times I'll just work out. I need to get those endorphins out. I need to work out and go for a walk, go for a run, or do a physical workout with weights and whatnot. But take care of yourself. If you're stressed or you're anxious, you may not be taking care of yourself. So those are three things that I would encourage you to do. Again, seek God, talk it out with your friends, and then take care of yourself. The reality is that, you know, it's a tough world that we're living in, and things are stressful, and you're going to get stressed. So if you don't have anybody to talk to, I want to encourage you with two things. One is talk to me. I would love to talk to you today and be able to listen to you and share with you. So again, email me at tomp@newlife.church. But also at New Life, we have a counseling service and we have someone who would love to talk to you some more about that. And you can learn more about Al Nestor and his ministry that we have here at New Life Christian Church. All you have to do is go to newlife.church/counseling today. And you can really talk to him and get to know him a little bit better. And he can help you process all the stress and anxiety you're going through. All right, everyone. Well, that wraps it up for us today. Let me pray for you and I will wrap up. Let's pray. Dear Jesus, thank you so much for today. And thank you so much for who you are. Lord, I know that we get anxious and we get stressed from time to time. And Lord, I just ask that as we're feeling stressed and anxious, and if we're feeling that way right now, that your peace and your blessings would come upon us, and that you would help us feel less stressed and less anxious, and that we can trust and rely on you. Also, Lord, provide us friendships that we can have right now, that the people that we can talk to as well and process things out with as well. So, Lord, provide for us some friends to talk to us. So, Lord, we thank you for all the blessings you've given us, and thank you for who you are. It is in your name we pray. Amen. Thanks for listening, everyone, and I hope you have a great rest of your day.